हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जरा मरण मोक्षाय मामाश्रित्तय दन्तिहि ते ब्रह्म तत्त्वितो कृष्णम् अध्यात्मं कर्म साकिलं जरामरणमोक्षायें मामाश्रित्तयान्तित्येम् ते ब्रह्मतत्त्वितो कृष्णम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाकिलं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस। ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Intelligent person who are endeavoring for the liberation from old age and death take a refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about the transcendental activities. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Jalakayam Sakshuran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांतम स्वामिन् इति नामिनम्। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देशतारिणी पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावधारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसत्तिकं यं ब्रह्मा भरणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैस्साङ्कपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामकं ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योहिनं यशान्तं नाविदुसुरासुरगणदेवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट द पर्सन हु आर विलिंग टू फ्री फ्रॉम डेथ and old age, they will take a shelter of Krishna. So that means Krishna is explaining way how we can be free from the death as well as old age. So only intelligent class of people, they take a refuge in the Supreme Personality. They take a shelter of Krishna. Generally, when we see in this material world, we cannot become free from old age and death, because in this world is like that way. So just like this world, many people, if you see, many people, they don't want to become old. Nobody wanted to become old. Is there anybody in this world, I wanted to become old? Anybody is meditating in this world? Nobody meditating. Nobody wanted to become old also. We want to be always in teenage, 18 years old, 20 years old, like that way. So, but the nature makes us to old. We are, the sun rises and sunset, we become old. Many people in this world, if you see, even though they may be 60, 65 years old, but they apply so much of cosmetic, they wanted to become youth. The skin, maybe a lot of foldings will be there, but they will apply their cosmetic such a way they will look like a old. They are very much proud about that. You see, now I'm looking like a young. Even though we may look like a young, but actually the nature will show that we will become one day old. Then many people, they will do the skin surgery also. There are some people, they will remove the skin in the face, then they will make a new skin surgery. This way they try to become youth. Then there are some people, they actually remove the hair, or they will put a dye, and then they will, all the hair must be white. So what they will do, they will go to the beauty parlor, and then they will make the hair in like a youth. So in this way, people are trying so many way. They wanted to become free from the old age. But Krishna is telling here, that way we cannot become the free from old age. As Krishna says in this shloka, when we take a shelter of Krishna, then we can become free from old age. Unless it is impossible. And many people, they are trying deathless. They don't want to try. They are trying so many system. They will do this, they will do that, they will do this way, they will endeavor for so many things. Just like, for example, if you go to the beach, if you are standing inside the water, definitely you will become wet. Is there anybody who will go to the beach and he will put the leg inside the ocean and he will become remain dry? It is not possible, because as soon as you already is there, you are already inside the water, you are already, it is wet actually, the body got the wet. You cannot say, I will stand on the ocean at the same time, my body should be dry. So it is not possible. So similarly, in this material world, it's like a ocean. We are already inside the water. How can we become dry? So we cannot become dry. So we are already in the wet. So similarly, only the intelligent person, if he come out of the ocean, then he will become dry. So similarly, this material world, when we get out of this material world by taking shelter of Krishna, by taking the, by performing the devotional service, then what will happen? Krishna says in this shloka, he will go to the Vaikuntha planet. Vaikuntha planet, there is no birth, no death, no old age. So in birth, death, old age, disease affect this material body. Why? In spiritual world, no death, no birth, no old age, no disease. Because these four things will attack only the material body. So this all the stages is actually painful stage. When we are taking birth also, we are in a so much of pain, then disease also so much of pain, and then death also so much of pain, and then old age also so much of pain. So this four stage, it will give always a problem, because this material body invite these four things, but not the spiritual body. Once we get the spiritual body by performing devotional service, when we go to the Vaikuntha planet, we will get the exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is having a spiritual body, so similarly we also get a spiritual body when we go to the Vaikuntha planet. So that Vaikuntha planet, when we get the spiritual body, for a spiritual body, no birth, no birth, no death, no old age, no disease in spiritual world. Because even if you go to spiritual world, even everybody look same. Nobody, you cannot identify who is a younger, who is a elder. Everybody look similar, everybody look youth, Navayavana only. Nobody will look like a old man or something like that. So in spiritual world, it is very, very nice. So once we go to the spiritual world, then what will happen? We will become associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will be engaged in devotional service. So then this way, we will get liberated. We will be situated in Brahman. We should always try to understand that Aham Brahmasmi, I am the spirit soul. This way we should understand that we are Brahman, we are not this body, we are not belongs to this material world. We are actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned, Chaturvidam bhajante mam janasukurtino arjuna artho arthaarthi jnani cha bharadarishabha. Krishna said there are four kinds of pious people. They come and worship, take shelter of me. This way Krishna explained. So these four kinds of people, they do the devotional service and gradually they get purified. Gradually they get purified. Once they get purified, then elevate to the spiritual world. But one who worship on Devi Devatas, they cannot go to the spiritual world. As we earlier also we discussed, person who is worshipping Devi Devatas, they will go to the heavenly planet. They will go to the heavenly planet. Once the punya is finished, then they will come back to the earthly planet. But the spiritual world is not like that. Once we go there, we never come back. Daddama paramam mama. Krishna says, once we go there and we never come back to this material world. Such is the spiritual world. So only by pure devotional service one can reach to the spiritual world. As Krishna says in this shloka, the person who wanted to become free from the birth, death and old age, he should do the render devotional service. When we perform the pure devotional service, then we will be qualified, we will be eligible to enter spiritual world by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, to go to Vaikuntha planet, there are, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very very simple, he said, five important aspects one must do. If we wanted to progress in devotional service, if one wanted to free from death as well as the old age, if one wanted to enter into the spiritual planet, then he should do five things. What are those things? First one, we should associate with the Supreme Krishna, associate with the devotees of the Lord. That is the first and primary. Once we associate, then we should hear and we should read about the Shastra. We should hear continuously and we should read the Shastra like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and written by the pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Then we should chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should chant the holy name of Krishna daily. Then we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the deity form. As much as possible, at least we should sow the Hagar Bhakti and ghee lamp and some flower. Krishna will be Patram Pushpam Palam Doyam Yome Bhakta Priyachati Tadaham Bhaktya Upakritam Mashnami Priyatatmanaha. Krishna says he does not require anything. Simple offering with a love and devotion. Even if somebody giving only water with tulsi, that's enough. Or see somebody giving with love and affection one small flower, hey Krishna, please accept it. So Krishna definitely he will accept it. So this is the fourth aspect. And then fifth aspect is the visiting the holy dham. Wherever the Krishna done a very wonderful pastime like Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, Jagannath Puri and Mayapur, Navadip Dham. So this is like a holy places. When we go and visit the holy places, then what will happen? Just like when we charge the down in the battery mobile, then we will go and plug with the charger. Then what will happen? Then charge will become full, then we can use the mobile. So similarly, we may stay wherever we may, but when we go to the holy dham, the holy places, then just like a mobile is getting charged, similarly we also get a charge for the spiritual advancement. So this is the five aspect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very very simply he explained. The first one is associate with the sadhu, associate with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second one is to read Shravanam Kirtanam. When we should read Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, as well as we should hear about the Supreme Personality Godhead daily. Then this is the second aspect. Third aspect is to chant the holy name of Krishna as much as possible. Then fourth is the worshipping the deity form of Krishna, or we can worship the picture also, whatever we have in our house. Then fifth aspect is the visiting the holy dham. So these five things when we do regularly with a concentration, with a sincerely, then what will happen? We will gradually qualified to enter into the spiritual world. So we can enter into spiritual world only when we do devotional service, otherwise it is not possible. So this is going back by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all this happened by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Just like when the son is trying to walk, then father definitely help to walk. So similarly, when we do the devotional service even little bit, then Krishna gives the mercy. Krishna gives an enormous amount of mercy by which we can hold the mercy of Krishna and then we can walk very very smoothly. Just like small children, they hold the hand of the parents, then they will walk nicely. So similarly, when we show some interest to the Supreme Lord, then he will give the mercy by which we can hold that mercy and we can walk very very nicely. So in this way, if somebody wanted to free from the death and old age, he should do devotional service and get out of this material world and go to the spiritual world. So then only we can become free from the death and free from the old age. As long as we are in this material world, we will sure to suffer the death, and we are sure to suffer the old age. There is no other way. One may apply some masala and we can project it very nicely. You don't worry, you will not die. You don't worry, you will not become old. So in this way, somebody may make a dialogue, but that is not possible. That is not possible. The person who is making a dialogue, he will also go through this death and old age. So this is the fact. When we are inside the water, we will become wet. You may try whatsoever you may, but definitely we will become wet. So similarly, in this material world, whoever is there, they will go through this death and old age. So only simply solution is that taking shelter of Krishna and going back to the spiritual world is the better solution. That's what Krishna explained in this shloka. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govind Das, Jagat Guru Shla Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.